And Vikings game plan continues into the Kansas City Chiefs game. Welcome back. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player is 23-year-old linebacker Eric Kendricks, the 2014 Butkus Award winner at UCLA and also the Bruins' all-time leading tackler. The first four games of the season for you, how has the experience been?
Man, it's been incredibly fun. You know, a lot to absorb at one time, but I'm getting the hang of it. You know, I'm getting used to the speed, and I'm getting more comfortable out there.
I thought it was interesting with Eric when he was here during rookie camp and subsequently mini camp when we chatted. You immediately noticed the difference in the speed of the game at that time of the year. Now that you've played four games, the speed of the game in the NFL compared to the Pac-12.
I wouldn't say it's the speed of the game. I would say it's the reaction to the game. You know, everyone's been playing for a lot longer than I have, and so their reaction is a lot quicker. But like I said, as those four games went on, I'm getting better. I'm starting to react a little bit faster.
So would you say if there was one single thing for you to work on to become even better into the Chiefs game today and subsequently the rest of the year, would it be patience maybe?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, patience. You know, sometimes I'm a little bit too aggressive. Sometimes I'm not aggressive enough. But it's all about patience, reading my keys, and knowing what I got to do to fit in the defense.
So sometimes you see something and you want to attack it so quickly because you think it's right and it's not necessarily the right thing to do?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes I might see something, I might jump it, and there might be something coming behind me or something like that. And I just have to be patient and like I said, rely on my keys and play my scheme within the defense.
That was a heck of a play right there on the inside by Eric Kendricks. The young man is really getting a lot of snaps lately, and he's really starting to come around.
Have you found the running games that you've seen so far through four games dramatically different than the approach to the running games you saw in college football?
A little bit. You know, a lot more fullback involvement. You know, Pac-12, there wasn't really a lot of fullbacks. It was more spread offenses, but you know, it's a little bit of the same things, but a lot of different formations and reads off of that. So I'm making my adjustment.
And speaking of fullbacks, Eric's teammate Anthony Barr used to be a fullback for the UCLA Bruins. And Anthony and Eric are very good friends. Talk about your relationship.
Oh, you know, we go back to freshman year in college. Freshman coming in, we stuck together pretty soon, and we ended up on the same side of the ball. And he did great for us. You know, he was a great player.
I know winning games is first and foremost for you, but your first National Football League sack came against a first ballot Hall of Famer, Peyton Manning.
Peyton takes the snap on third down, back to pass. He's sacked at the 2-yard line, and Eric Kendricks has his first NFL sack. He got in there like a shot, and Peyton Manning hoisted the white flag.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I really didn't get the satisfaction because he kind of fell, and then I kind of fell on top of him, but it was pretty cool. I wish we would have won, like you said.
Oh, and on that play, which we just saw, it has to make you feel good when on a play like that down by the goal line, when clearly it looks like the offense had no idea what the defense was doing. You know, fooling people is probably three-quarters of the game.
Absolutely. You know, disguising and playing off that is definitely part of the game.
With the Gerald Hodges trade that transpired during the bye week, how does that change your role?
It doesn't change my role at all. You know, I've always approached every game the same, and I'll continue to approach every game the same. That's like a starter, you know. I've done that since college, and I'm going to continue those traits, and I'm going to work my butt off and play hard.
What are you able to learn from on and off the field from Chad Greenway?
What am I not able to learn? You know, he's always talking about football. You know, he loves the game, and it's easy to stick to someone who loves the game, and especially when I want to play as long as he has, you know, and do the things he has for this team. You know, he's full of inspiration for me. He's full of knowledge, and I'm definitely picking his brain.
Without Jamaal Charles, Eric, how do you expect Kansas City's offense to attack you guys?
I don't expect anything different. You know, they have a lot of fast running backs. Obviously, he's a talented running back, and it's unfortunate that he's not playing any longer. But, you know, I'm going to prepare for the same. You know, they have good running backs. Everyone plays in the NFL. Everyone's here for a reason, and I'm going to gear up.